after all, the economy, the free economy of the 19th century and of the first part of the 20th has given us the tools to resolve all social problems. Except, of course, those we create ourselves in order to continue to keep our bureaucrats busy. First, there is, in the political field, the fact that we still stick deeply in the 19th century and haven't yet produced in our century any sort of constructive ideas for the construction and the constitution of our state. Certainly, the forms of the 19th century had their justification in their time. That is to say, in a time when there was still a law of scarcity, when, to a certain degree, humanity was in a state of economic siege, and consequently it was justified that those powers in the state who give order should be the ruling power. Because, after all, in every diseased city, rationing is justified. But today, when this rationing no longer would be needed, thanks to the economic and technical development, we still continue in a political system where the powers that give order in the state, the legislative or the executive, are paramount, while the power that is protecting the rights, in a large sense, understood as judiciary, is practically everywhere in the last phase. Now this primacy of the power that is order has one great consequence. In reality today, in the relations between the citizen and the community, between the citizen and the state, the paramount reaction is one of fear. Man is afraid because the little man opposed to the tremendous machine has no longer any protection. There's a very good example, which incidentally was first publicized for the first time by a socialist, the president of our Austrian trade union, Nationalrat Oller, who stated that the largest building of Copenhagen in Denmark, by far the finest and largest building, is an administrative one. And there is not one door in that building where the sign isn't keep out, because it is a palace of the new feudal overlord. But then the fear is also justified for another reason. Power, since the development of atomic energy and atomic weapons, has become entirely unlimited. Up to 1945, every tyrant had a certain limitation in his technical capability of killing people. Nowadays, a tyrant might, theoretically at least, wipe out all of humanity. And we just may shudder to think, what would Norwich.